In this module, we follow Sadia through the plan phase, in which she identifies the implementation request and project best practices. Download WAG's project plan from the Resources tab. It can serve as a plan phase resource for implementers of Salesforce Knowledge. After the SEM establishes the consulting project team, the team will meet to confirm client resources and roles, collect and share all pre-sales knowledge and documents, and establish governance processes to ensure clear communication with each other and the client throughout the implementation. The client team kickoff is the opportunity for the SEM to introduce the consulting team and to align with the client on the items covered in the consultant kickoff, especially on the project purpose and scope. After defining who will participate in the project, resources available, and risks to achieving project goals, milestones with dates are mapped out to set expectations. Sadia and her team will leverage their expertise to help the client draft plans for project communications and training for users, administrators, and publishers of Salesforce Knowledge. Obtaining the client's acceptance throughout the project is vital to a successful implementation. Their sign-off on the project plan means that everyone is on the same page and Sadia feels confident going into her discovery interviews at WAG. Conversations with key stakeholders will help her to understand their current system and processes and prepare her for the next phase of the implementation, analyze. Based on her plan phase discovery interviews, Sadia brings her proposed recommendations into the analyze phase. Sadia will present her proposals and continue to gather requirements from the client by hosting a 4-day requirements workshop. She will facilitate collaborative discussions to help the client define the key elements of Salesforce Knowledge, like knowledge article types, data categories, publishing process, knowledge users, and reports and knowledge. Identifying the value of project goals and requirements helps maintain client buy-in throughout the entire project. For instance, management can link increasing first call resolutions to customer satisfaction, a key success marker for any service organization. And support reps relate this goal to their own confidence and accuracy in closing cases. Documenting workshop results allows Sadia to assess project priorities with the client and to identify any gaps between the requirements and project scope. Client sign-off is especially key at this stage, since Sadia will use the requirements document to create the solution design in the next phase, design. In preparation for the requirements workshop in the analyze phase, Sadia is on site to conduct her discovery interviews. She has 3 objectives for this visit: to interview key stakeholders so she understands the as-is processes, and to learn how the support reps interact with the current knowledge base. Melanie, Shane, and Maria will help with her discovery efforts. Sadia's first step is to identify possible knowledge article types. In her effort to identify possible knowledge article types, Sadia meets with the knowledge publisher and knowledge manager individually to ask these questions. By understanding how many knowledge-based documents exist today and where they are stored, she can verify project scope is in line with expectations set earlier in the project plan. Sadia begins to list the kinds of information WAG deals with and will add further details from a list provided by WAG. Sadia lists these knowledge article types in her notes. Click each article type to read what she wrote about each one. From experience, Sadia knows that she needs to reduce this list of knowledge article types, preferably between 3 and 5. She starts by noticing that promotions, campaigns, and customer communications will likely fit better in the marketing application instead of knowledge. These documents are specific to marketing and belong with Salesforce campaigns and email templates. They will not be part of WAG's knowledge base. Click the audio clip to understand the differences. Let's see how Sadia groups the knowledge article types. She starts with FAQ. She will design the Salesforce article type to match the current layout for WAG's FAQs. Next, Sadia must select some of the remaining items for the step-by-step article type. She looks closely at examples of each type of article, along with descriptions. Based on this, it looks like procedures, outages, and incidents have similar formatting and offer similar how-to instructions for agents. Finally, everything else will fall into the products and services article type. Sadia will take this proposal with her to the requirements workshop, where she will have a conversation with the team to validate these recommendations. Click to see how your selections from the previous screen match up with Sadia's. Starting with her initial list, Sadia drafts an idea to consolidate data categories similar to the knowledge article types bucket sorting. Based on your own experience with information gathering, place each data category in a group to help Sadia consolidate them. Click a data category from the list and drag and drop it into the filter where it belongs. Saadia then speaks with each stakeholder individually to understand everyone's report and dashboard requirements. As she asks these questions, she will list responses on her notes. The answers provided will inform her solution design. Download all of Saadia's discovery questions from the Resources tab to serve as a resource for your client interviews. In preparation for the requirements workshop, Saadia asks Melanie, Shane, and Maria to think of three realistic use cases for knowledge by WAG support reps. This effort will help validate her recommendations and create a framework for their discussions in the analyze phase.